I said to myself, okay, if I want to transform my body as an example, and I want a vision of that, what is that? I used to work out like crazy and I got all bulked up and I thought I was just so cool, but I couldn't walk, you know, I would be on stage and I'd be in pain. I'd bend over and hurt my back. It was silly. So gradually I got more clear and I said, what I really want is energy. Energy is the force of life. If you got energy, you're going to have a passionate relationship because there's the energy for it. Otherwise, if you're tired, I don't care how much you know about relationships or how much you love your partner, you know, you're just not going to have it. You're going to go, honey, you know, not tonight. You know, so much of our life is tied to that. You're not going to start a new business or be able to take care of your kids or just enjoy your life with all the juice if that energy isn't there. So I said, okay, how am I going to do this? Once you get clear on what you want, you got to figure out what's a role model. Who's got the tools to get me there quicker? My whole thing is, how do you compress decades into days? You know, how do I save the time and not reinvent the wheel like some idiot? I mean, that's what I used to do. I was dumb. But I said, okay, who is the most energized athlete in the world who's not a professional? That's not their full-time job. They're not paid for this. So it has to be something that's really fed them. And they weren't, let's say, necessarily a great athlete in school. Somebody who became strong in terms of their capacity, in terms of their endurance. Because endurance is a very powerful part of our lives. You know, life is not a sprint. Sometimes you have to sprint, but life's more like a marathon, and energy is the secret. So I kept doing research, and I found this man named Stu Middleman, this guy that ran 1,000 miles in 11 days. I mean, if you can imagine, he ran 85 miles a day for 11 consecutive days, and he was stronger at the end than the beginning. Now, he did this around, 30 years old, if I remember, but here's what's amazing about him. You go, he's a freak of nature. How does this relate to me? Here's how. If you understand what he learned, is he was not a runner. He trained his body to burn fat. Most of us burn sugar, so what do? Oh yeah, we jump in there and sugar burning's kind of like lighter fluid. You know, you go in there and bam, you got a burst of energy from what you've eaten, but bam, within a short time, your blood sugar's dropping and the energy's gone. Lighter fluid, bam, big explosion of energy and it's gone. What burning fat, which is what you can train your body to do, does is it makes you burn like coals. You just keep going and going and going and going. If you've met anybody, if you've gotten introduced to this because you know someone has been to one of my live seminars, they'll tell you, we do a weekend where people normally would not sit for 3 hours for a movie. A 3.5 hour concert is considered a long concert. And we've got people that are incredibly sophisticated, both in development, psychologically, intelligence levels, economics. We got people from 45 countries that'll be in a seminar translating for 3 languages simultaneously. And we'll be in a weekend that might last 40 hours and nobody wants to leave the room. And I'm not exaggerating. And it's because there's an energy. There's an energy to life. So what I've done in Get the Edge is I've taken each of these individual areas and say, what is it that these people do? And by the way, if you say, well, that's really wonderful he did that. If you think you're at a different stage of life and you don't have that energy, let me tell you what you learn and Get the Edge in that area. He did it again at 49 years old. He decided to run from San Diego to New York City and break his own record, 3,000 miles, 52 miles a day. That's 2 marathons a day for 57 consecutive days. 2 marathons a day for 57 days. Imagine that. Now, I'm the kind of guy, I can't go to sleep at night, so I figure out how the heck he did that. Instead of going, well, he's a freak of nature, or he's unbelievable. When I realized this guy wasn't even a runner, and I found out that the way he learned this was by going to Central America and studying this group of Indians that once a year the tribe runs 76 miles, like everybody in the tribe does this run as part of this celebration. He thought they were crazy and went down to study the social psychology of this, but also being an expert in physiology, he figured out they've trained their bodies to burn fat. So I'm telling you this because Get the Edge is about the tools also. What are the tools that make a relationship work? What are the tools that make you go from where you are to where you want to be financially? And I'm coming into my third decade shortly of studying human beings, of being that hunter of human excellence. So that's where we're going. But these first two CDs are the process that makes this all possible. First, we got to get you clear. We got to get you focused. We got to give you a process where you start to create what you want. Clarity is power. Second, I'm going to give you a couple of tools here right away to shift what makes everything work, which is your emotions, right? Think about it. You know, if you've got all this energy, but you're depressed, I don't care about your body. It's going to go down. Now, they do interact with one another, as I'm sure you realize. If you're feeling physically bad, it's easy to feel emotionally bad and vice versa. But my view is it's hard to separate these two. So I'm going to walk you through in these first two CDs how to change that energy immediately, not with some false pump up. But what really works by learning how to change your focus, what we call your physiology, your body, and how you use language to change what things mean to you. In other words, meaning creates emotion. Is this the end or the beginning right now? That's a decision you make consciously or unconsciously, and it completely changes how you feel, which changes what you do in your life. You know, is God punishing you with this? Or is God rewarding you? Or is God challenging you? Or what's your belief? Is there such a force in your life? Those belief systems create meanings and emotions, and I'm not here to tell you what to believe. I'm here just to share with you tools so you can elicit what works for you to get the results you want. That's one thing I want to emphasize too. This process, this edge in life, is knowing what it is you really clearly want, having strong enough reasons to make that happen. That's part of clarity. And really, that pillar of clarity is also being honest with yourself about where you are. And then the second part is getting the tools to make it happen. Getting, you know, a map, someone who's already done it to show you how they did it in the shortest period of time so you can do this conveniently in your normal life. If you want to do it through total immersion, you can come to a seminar. But right now, I want to make sure you get results wherever you are, while you're driving in your car, while you're working out. I call it net time, no extra time. That's how you can make this thing happen. And then the third tool is, if you know exactly what you want and you've got a ritual to lock in the right emotions and you've got the tools to shift yourself from being overwhelmed or frustrated or stressed out or not knowing where to start to clarity, to determination. And it isn't some fake stuff. It's coming from inside you because you are doing it. It's a habit in you. Then the only thing that can keep you from following through is really unlocking any conflicts, you know, really kind of aligning yourself, redirecting yourself. If you know what you want and you know how to do it and you're not doing it, then there's some internal conflict and we got to unlock that. So what Get the Edge, the entire 7 days are about, is tackling all this. And I call it 7 days, but in truth, I always give you a week of personal power too. That's the most successful program I did of all times, where I started. And so I give that at no extra charge, and I do it because once you get a week of momentum, you're going to want to do another week. And again, you can do this one a day. You can do this once a week if you want to, but momentum has power. So I'm going to encourage you afterwards here. You'll see I won't hold anything back. This is not just some sales pitch for you. I just wanted to give you a bite-sized experience, but I also want to tell you that if you want to keep going with the momentum, please call us, and we'll give you some great deal and credit for being a part of this first two CDs. But if I never see you again, these next two CDs, I'm going to focus on creating some rituals, some distinctions, some tools, and some clarity that will move you forward regardless. I'm not here to create a dependency. I'm not here to be, as I say, anybody's guru. Certainly not for you. I'm not here to tell you what to believe. But I can share with you the best I've learned in nearly 3 decades of what gets results and what gets fulfillment. And that's really the promise of this. I think there's two skills in life, master skills. One is the science of achievement. That is, how do you turn your vision into reality? How do you take what you've been talking about and make it real? And the other one is the art of fulfillment. And notice I say science of achievement because things like how to produce a transformation in your body, your shape, your energy, there are laws of the body. There are laws of health. Everybody knows that. I mean, everybody has different opinions about style and approaches. There's many ways to get to the result. But there's certain laws, if you violate them, you're going to have pain. Life doesn't care what you believe. You can say, I don't believe in gravity, but you step off the cliff, you're going to pay the price. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is pain. Ignorance will cost you. And sometimes it's just like talking to Stu Miniman, learning one or two little things that nobody else knows. It's such a little shift, like a little 10-degree shift. And imagine you're heading one direction, you make this little tiny 10-degree shift. But if you keep following that new direction for a day, for a week, for a month, over 6 months, you end up with a totally different destiny, a different destination than where you were headed. Little changes can change everything. Most people never get started because they're overwhelmed. So part of what Get the Edge is about, and the Edge, this program, is some little distinctions that you can use to get immediate results. And you'll be able to test this right now with our Hour of Power and with this set of steps I'm going to show you on how to make a change in an area maybe where it's really been difficult for you, as well as, again, how to change the emotion. Because, you know, what is life but emotion? If you can achieve every goal, if you understand the laws of finance, it doesn't matter, you know, what your age is, it doesn't matter what your color, what your background, what your gender. If you understand the laws and you apply them, you're going to have abundance in your life financially. I've done these things. I'm not talking to you as some guy that's learned something from books. You know, I've had the privilege of making $400 million in a day, literally, when I took a company public. I've had the privilege also of losing several $100 million in the stock market, changed at times. I built 14 companies And I did all this with no background. It wasn't my expertise. I just had visions of things I wanted to do for people. And I try to do it better than anybody else in the world. And when you add that much value, you learn ways to grow. But there are lots of distinctions along the way. And this program, The Edge, is really designed to give you the start on that journey, to begin the momentum, to move you in the direction of what matters for you. But I say the science of achievement, that's wonderful. The art of fulfillment, though, is required.